why we're suffering so much. Obviously, there's a certain tremendous tsar when you have the when you have that haftacha and you're expecting one thing, you're getting another thing. I wanted to focus a minute on one of the other stanzas. One of the stanzas, it says, "Ato hinakta dvash misela." You gave Klal Yisrael dvash misela. Vayitzen loizlin misela. Gave them water from a sela. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave all cult of Klal Yisrael. V'loma sheftei nishatu v'dei sela. Why were the sheftim destroyed by Yitzhara? So the you have here a sort of a comparison between Klal Yisrael is getting everything from a sela and the Sheftehem Nishmatu Videi Sela Valeyam Nuktzala Sela. So Nechur over here, what's the taina? I mean, all the other things are things that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about on them. Over here, the Sheftim are their own people. They are Bechira. It's not a Gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something, it's almost as if the bad Sheftim are a Gzeira. But it's like anybody, it's like saying, so why did everybody go and worship Azar? Because they chose to worship Azar. What's the taina in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So obviously, Akadosh Baruch Hu's when it comes to Manhigim and Klal Yisrael, when it comes to Lev Melech B'Yad Hashem, Hanhog of Klal Yisrael and things of that nature are all B'Yad Hashem, and there are certain kviyas of Hanhogas, and it's a certain type of Hanhog that comes from Hashem. So what's our problem? So I think. And this is something that I think we need to internalize. We tend to think of when a person has a taina, a liboy, or a piv, on hanhage, on manhigim, and so on. We tend to think it's a taina on the person. Maybe a person extends it to Hashgacha. But the truth is that since it's B'yad Hashem, it's Nikva Kifi De'erech Adar. We have a Tefillah, Shiva Sheftenu. We have a Semach David Avdecha. We think it's one of the Tefillahs that probably we pay least attention to. Understanding that if there's a problem in Hagar Klal Yisrael, it's because it's a reflection of where we are. It's true that the Hagar is given run by Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a certain Leib Melech Hashem. There's a certain Ein Malchus Nagas Malchus Chaverta. It is Hagars that are transcend Bechira many times, and the Hagar Kadosh Baruch Hu. But understanding that the Hagar of Klal Yisrael is part of what Klal Yisrael is given in terms of what they deserve. If Klal Yisrael's own matzav is not great, then unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving an extra chesed to bring a manhig to be chumachzim mutav, it'll reflect itself. We can't, the tainus should be pointed towards ourselves. Whatever is lacking in Klal Yisrael is lacking in ourselves. It may be a few steps removed from us, but anything that affects us comes from us. And therefore, if Sheftim and the Manhigim are not able to do what they're supposed to do, or not doing what they're supposed to do, then we should look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what have we done wrong? We're mispal for Sheftim. We're mispal for Malchus. It's our tefillah. So anytime a person makes a remark about them, the person should ask himself, Why have I not done within myself what's needed to have the them that would be best for me? Atamata